a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the entertaining news that only Brady knows, and it's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And when the gyms get open again and everybody's doing their thing, no better way to treat yourself right than to learn some self-defense skills that are tried and true and battle-tested, because God knows what's going to happen. Can't even go to a Costco or an essential place right now, have your mask slip beneath your nose, and have some lady come up and try to spit on you or beat you up. So be prepared for a crazy world that we now face that I don't think is going to cure itself for a few months, maybe even we go into years. Being prepared and not paranoid is smart, and having all the tools in your belt is the best thing you can do. Now, right now, they're giving you a special as a KUPD listener, $169 for 2 months unlimited training. Even while they're closed, you can pick that up, and it's good to start that anytime in the next year. So you guys have time. They're good people, a local business that's done great for years and years, and supporting local businesses who should not shut down because this thing is bugging us. You got to support them while you can. And plus, they're going to, trust me, support you once this gets back going, because you're going to be, it's invaluable information. ReactDefense.com. That's where you go for this. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Naya Rivera is presumed dead now. I know authorities are just now still just looking for the body at this point, but someone from the Parks and Recreation, the manager, basically said about that lake, it's apparently known for drownings.
It's Drowning Lake.
Yeah, why is it known for drowning?
All lakes should be.
Does it have a whirlpool underneath it?
Yeah, there must be more of an undertow. Well,
no, I read underneath they've got a lot of plants and craggly things that you get stuck
snagged
on. And they won't even let divers down in there right now because they're like, look, it's dangerous. Under this water, in certain areas, it's like trees.
That's crazy.
And you can't really see them that well, and you'll get stuck in the branches.
Oh, you'll just get snagged
and
up.
You'll get snagged and hold you under. So what I don't understand, under the crazy part of this tragic story, is her four-year-old kid is in the boat, and she hops in to go swimming. Like, how far away did she go, or did she just drop right under and get stuck immediately? Because,
who knows?
I mean, that couldn't have been a thing where she was real comfortable, even a four-year-old in a boat alone for too long. This happened real fast. Or the four-year-old pushed her over, and it's, I mean, just accidentally.
Really, John?
Well, no, look, it's a small boat. The four-year-old's there, might have tripped her,
bumped
her. Yeah, I'm not saying he killed her, although
he said he wanted to. He wanted the graham crackers now.
He wanted them now.
Not after the swimming.
Yeah, you don't know. Like, maybe he thought it was funny when mom was doing something with the anchor by hand, and he just gave her a little shove, and she went in and hit her head, or you don't know yet. You can't find the body. But to have the four-year-old in there say she went swimming and never came back. You know, it's like
She probably was in.
It's weird
in the water.
There is.
I mean, would you ever leave your 4 year old in a boat by itself? Ever?
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
It's
think,
weird.
I think it had to
weird.
Have been. And I would go with the accident part. That
me
she
too.
Fell.
I would lean on that more. That maybe she said, "I'm going to go swimming," and then something happened, and the 4 year old didn't recognize that something happened, like either tripped over something or bonked her head on the way in or hit something on the way. Like once she went in.
It depends on the – I mean, I could see where the four-year-old's like eating lunch or something, and she jumps in the water.
But then wouldn't you just dip in and come back out? Plus, it's awfully hard to do that.
It doesn't take long,
what
apparently.
If the boat got snagged and she had to go in and
– try to undo it?
Yeah. Because
You'd
it sounds
so.
Like the kid floated down further because they –
Well, he drifted
around.
Looking
through that –
So they didn't have an anchor down or anything. They were mobile. I don't know what the boats look like, but it was one of those rental boats, so they're not going to be too crazy, like a paddle boat with a little tiny engine on the back. So I don't – yeah, it's there's something to this that's like not going to come out like she just went swimming and got stuck. And if she did, that's even weirder. But that Glee cast, boy, oh, boy, talk about a black cloud hanging over that show. There's like one left. And they don't, nobody likes her. Which makes me think she might be behind all of this. Like everybody on the show keeps dying, and the one everybody – like says, oh, she would let Lea Michele. Everybody hated her. Even this girl, they showed an interview of the girl that's missing now and presumed dead. They showed her on some Entertainment Tonight interview yesterday, and they said, you thought that she was unprofessional on the set a lot. Oh, yeah, no, she was really unprofessional towards us all many, many times. They hate Lea Michele.
So Lea Michele's got a hit squad.
And I think she might be like have some sort of superpower and like the abilities of a warlock.
Female Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Spacey.
He's taking
got his,
people out left
that's
and right.
Right. Everybody that got on Kevin Spacey's dead. You're right. Yeah, that story's. I just don't, initially doesn't make sense to me to go, all right, 4 year old, you sit here in this boat in the middle of Drowning Lake, and mommy's going to go take a dip. It just seems like something else had to occur.
Unless she faked her death and she just wanted to get away from the kid.
Wow, that's a stretch, but I'll go with it. Everything's possible right now.
Demi Moore posted pictures of herself working in her bathroom, and the internet lost its mind because she's got a floral couch and a coffee table in it.
And there's
brown shag carpeting.
Yeah.
It was a statue of Joan of Arc.
Shag carpeting.
It's a gross bathroom.
In a bathroom.
Pretty ugly.
She's got a cloth couch table that she had her laptop on. And just, you wouldn't even know it's a bathroom except for there's a toilet right behind the what looks to be a giant long counter.
So she's a bad decorator.
Yeah. It looks like the house a crazy person would own.
We talked about Kanye West's platform for running for president.
Oh, yeah, the birthday
party. Now, a source is saying he's in the middle of a serious bipolar episode.
Mm-hmm.
And he's that struggling makes sense. Again. Kim is concerned,
not
as well as the whole family.
That's a serious bipolar thing, because most bipolar people have really good highs where they're just real happy about things. They don't run for president.
Yeah.
The lows are very bad and the highs are very high, but very rarely are they so high that you think you could control the earth.
Apparently something similar is happening with Britney Spears right now. They're saying that she can't make any decisions and she's trapped, and so she posts these TikTok videos and people are commenting, if you are trapped and need help, wear this color. And the next video, she's wearing that color.
Really?
Yeah, she can't see her kids right now. She can make no decisions for herself. Yeah, her dad controls everything.
Yeah, she hadn't been normal for a while.
NBA players will have access to certain Disney attractions when the season resumes in Orlando, including the Expedition Everest, the Rock and Roll Roller Coaster. Okay. There's also golfing, fishing, bowling, and more.
Did you see the roller coaster in Japan, Brady, where they're not, they're telling you got to screen internally.
The instructional video.
Yeah. Where they well, that just tells me that everybody that's ever screamed on a roller coaster is faking. I always thought it was real. Like, I've heard people scream and Megan lost her mind on one once.
Let's put Eric on one over at Castles and Coasters. See if he can scream internally.
I rode next to Eric. Eric just tries to stay conscious. There's nothing about it that's like...
I bend metal bars. Yeah, that's what I do.
It is.
Like, if
it,
there's something to hold on to.
It is. The thing doesn't even get started yet, and just the weight of the world sits. I loved every second of being on that New York roller coaster, and I still have the picture of us. I think it's in our office. Right before the thing even starts, they lock that bar down, and you see death take his body. Like
it's his last voyage.
It is it. It's this look of like right before you vomit, but you know it's never going to end. His face, and I'm smiling and waving to the camera, so it's just it's talk about bipolar, that picture. And I rode next to him, and all I heard was
That is one of the scariest damn coasters there, because it's like you're gonna fly off the building. There's like no rails.
Well, you don't have
side.
Rails. What would be fun of that?
We need to put you in one where they suspend you, and you're like you're flying. You're not sitting down.
And your legs are hanging down.
Yeah.
No, the other scariest one, the other scariest coaster in the world is the Goofy roller coaster at Disneyland.
Which one's that?
It's for kids.
It's in the children's section.
It's for children.
Yeah.
But it's creaky, and they put you in this little, like, mining cart, and then you're going around, and then you, like, take these real quick turns. So they point you like you're going to fly off the damn thing, and then they whip you around real quick, and you hear all the creaking.
Did you do the Mickey Mouse one at California Adventure? The big roller coaster?
The
there?
Incredicoaster?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The big one.
Yeah,
with
the big
Mickey's
one?
Face on the side.
Yeah, it's not as bad because
that
it's so
great.
Fast straight that it's not as scary.
Smoother.
Yeah, it's a very smooth ride. Like the I'm telling you, the Goofy roller coaster.
How about bungee jumping?
No, shut
never.
Up.
He would never do it.
Crazy.
It would be fun to
in an interview
do
it. That airs
what if it cured Brady's
Fox?
COVID? If he bungee jumped and Brady had to lick a butt.
Would you
it
do
completely
it?
Completely comes out.
To cure Brady?
How about the,
I'll do it for like
when the bungee
my wife
ends,
or child.
Okay. Lick.
Yeah, you got a butthole at the bottom of the
oh, you
bungee.
Gotta, you got time it just right.
Like and you,
got,
and you just have your tongue out. And it's and you just got to do that and just hope that
I'll
you
do
hit.
That.
Brady's on his own.
That's not sexual. That wouldn't be gay. That's an adventure.
An interview that airs tonight on Fox, Charlie Daniels shares a story from 1958.
Just in time.
Before he was a full-time musician. A man he was working with that knew 10 times more about the job than Charlie did was being laid off because he was black. Charlie saw the injustice and quit instead, and the man got to keep his job.
So Charlie Daniels was the Rosa Parks of white people. That's what they're implying there on Fox News tonight as we... Why didn't they ever do that for Charlie Daniels when he was alive?
They might have, told the story, but
worth retelling.
But nobody cared.
He was accused. Well, as a, you know, there's a lot of accusations out there that he says some racist stuff. Or
yeah, well, they've claimed that he's got, you know, a little bit of racism in him because he had that Confederate flag and he's white. He's from the South.
And his music genre is known for being particularly welcoming.
Right.
Eddie Vedder did an amazing trick for the new ALS challenge. He hit a baseball thrown at him from a speeding boat while surfing.
Do we all have to do this to
and
cure
he didn't
ALS?
Fall off.
Wow. Wouldn't it just be better to give $10 to ALS and not go? I don't have to go all the way to San Diego and surf and have baseballs thrown at me?
Well, listen, they just applied for those PPP loans. He ain't got money to throw around. Leave him alone.
That's right. He's got to earn that. So he didn't have to give to ALS.
I think he still does, but it's like the ice bucket.
Because if you succeed, you're off the hook, right?
That's
the
thing. Think so.
Yeah, that's what I.
That's why he was so happy when he connected with that ball.
I've never understood the challenges. It's like if you do it, you don't have to give any money to the thing. It's just great you did it. Like, oh,
it works out great for me. I love those challenges.
Yeah, poor people love them.
That's garbage.
Just give money to it.
That's good. You shouldn't be allowed to make videos if you're not donating it.
That's what I've never understood that about the challenge thing.
You should be shamed, Jeremy.
Well, don't shame Jeremy, Eric. It's pretty cool, and a dude like me hits a triple bagger off a surfboard in the middle of the ocean.
It was pretty badass.
That's a hell of a challenge, though. How about this? To try to cure ALS, we surf and play baseball at the same time. I don't think we're ever going to get any money, Eddie.
Threw the challenge out to Caleb from the Shriners commercial.
All right, put some skis in the bottom of that chair, Caleb, and grab a bat, kid.
That's how MLB should come back, is doing that.
The three people I'm challenging right now, Charlie Daniels, Caleb, Bill Cosby.
Poor Caleb breaks every other bone in his body.
I'm going to try the Eddie Vedder Surf Baseball Challenge to cure ALS.
Go get him. I'll be the pitcher. Someday it'll go all the way. Caleb!
I missed it, Eddie.
You owe $10 to the cause. Things just not looking up for you, Caleb. Now you're out 10 bones. Alexander Hamilton.
Talk about awareness and viral video.
I mean, that's great, but they should charge $10 to watch the video. And that way raise money for ALS. I don't understand it. Like, this is just going to cause people to get – you're going to get in trouble. And plus, isn't it gathering and grouping up at the beach with a bunch – they got to have baseball, you got a
well,
pitcher, you got to have a cameraman.
Well, that was the thing about that, though. The first time they did it, those challenges, sure, there were plenty of people that did it, and all they did was the challenge. But look how much money it raised.
Yeah. Oh, it did an amazing amount of stuff.
But, yeah.
All right. Because everybody's – what they've captured is the fact that everybody's an egomaniac that wants a video of themselves being accepted. And, you know, pat it on the back. It's essentially what it was. Instead of like, why would I give money to a charity if nobody's ever going to notice me? That's all that was to me. And it worked, but it just kind of taps into the vanity of America. I'm not going to give money to ALS unless there's some sort of game involved. I just give it if you mean it. Wouldn't raise as much. All right, there you go. That's your entertainment drill. Brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com. If you want to play... the Guadalupe Squares, well, gosh darn it all, they're right in front of us, 585-9800. We prefer a girl and a boy, but we'll take what we can get. We just don't care anymore. It's 98KUPD. Call us and try to play now.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.